Early in 1965, he's turned out his first fanzine, Vega, printed and distributed by the BSFA, a British Amateur Science Fiction Publishing Association, thrown himself headlong into the bitchy, blotchy, endlessly enthusiastic circle jerk of small press magazines, as yet still unaware how closely he is following the fatal H.P. Lovecraft template. In the Charles Platt-edited Beyond, he first reads of the new Yank comic books, Stan Lee's crowd-pleasing formula of omnipotent losers. Yeah, you may be Nordic God of Thunder, but you've got a gammy leg. You'd trade your spider senses and ability to run up walls for just 10 minutes tops and fingers. Mythic beings wearing science fiction pants against a mournful and distressed Jack Kirby Bowery, paranoid Steve Ditko skyline. How can he resist? Immersing himself in the garish newsprint flood, crosses the Atlantic.